Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Alison. So we're doing a sort of series of interviews with people in the congregation, just asking them really about how they keep connecting with God during the week, not just on Sundays. So before we do that, many of you know Peter quite well, but just so that people do, Peter, what do you get up to during the week?
Good question. My working life is a secondary school teacher, so I teach in an academy, photography and art, and it's probably worth saying that being an academy, it's quite a challenge. So you've got the full spectrum of characters there, very pleasant students, compliant, you know, wanting to do well, and then you've got some of the aggressive ones as well. Yeah, that's kind of the working life.
Okay.
Microphone, haven't you? Sorry.
School hours only nine till three, or is there more to it than that?
There's always more to it than that. Everybody knows that. The working day is getting up early, and then coming home for about five-ish, something like that. So, talking about connecting with God, yeah.
Yeah. So how do you go about connecting with God in the midst of a busy teacher's life?
So I thought about how to answer this, and there's a few things. A quiet time, I'll go through seasons of having a very disciplined quiet time, if you like, in the morning. The morning is, I don't know if it's the same for you guys, it's probably the time you might gravitate to, reading scripture, a scripture plan, something like that. I haven't used one for a bit, but I have used Lectio, isn't it, in the past, and reading through Isaiah. But I don't beat myself up for not having I've got 15 minutes and this is what I'm going to do. Because it can be valuable, but it's all about feeding, basically. So, yeah, travel to school. And then what I want to share with you is what's it like connecting with God in a really busy day, because I'm sure you guys have very busy days as well. And something that came to mind is this. The day can be full on. So it can be loud, it can be stressful, it can be joyful as well. But there's often times when you should be fully into your job. And it seems to be the time when I go to the loo. I don't mind sharing that. I'm not going to go into detail. But when the door closes, literally, I meet with God. And there's something that someone shared when I first became a believer 22 years ago. It was at a charismatic Catholic gathering. And he said about saying hi to God in the day. He said, you know, when you're in the traffic jam, do you just go, hi God, literally? And that is part of my day. You know, going to the loo is one thing, it's just like kind of a moment's peace, but just saying hi and not saving it and waiting for particular times, like a Sunday. So that would be one thing that might sound a little bit, not irreverent, but kind of perhaps left field, but just saying hello. You know, acknowledging God in those moments. We very much cry for help. I think all of us would be in situations in the daytime where it's help, Lord. But how's about just saying hi as well and thank you for being part of things? And something that happened this week, which is fairly typical, is just the little conversations you have. So there's a science technician, and as you do, you know, you chat at the coffee place where we go get our coffees at break time. And Alex said to me, he said, we chat a little bit here and there. And he said, you know what, there was this lady, Sam, who was our boss, who left just before Christmas for practical. And he used to sort of like tell his problems to her a little bit, just how I'm feeling a bit low, that sort of thing. She said, I'll pray for you. And he said this to me, and I said, you know, I think I missed that. I said, Alex, I'll tell you something, I'm going to pick up that baton. And can I pray for you? Just little things like that, of just getting alongside people, rubbing shoulders and that kind of thing. So, you know, not making too much of it, but there's a God moment of like, okay, you can connect, you can do this. So those are the sorts of things that happen, yeah.
No, thanks, that's really helpful, Peter. And just that idea of constantly connecting to God when you have a moment during the day and saying hi. Saying hi to God is a great way of putting it.
Yeah, I love it.
So hopefully we'll be encouraged by that. Thank you very much indeed for sharing.
Thanks for the opportunity. Cheers, Paul.